Well, hey everybody, we finally got a band here in the studio, and like I said, it's a little crowded in here. We got seven people right now. I don't remember anybody's name except a fella here named Roo, so I'm going to ask him some questions. And if he'd have been from Australia, I would have probably have to ask him if it was first name was Kanga, but So anyway, these guys are from Phnom Penh, the way I understand it. Most of you guys teach or work, or anyway, why don't you tell us a little bit about the members of the band, who they are, where they came from?
Sure thing. I'll give you the backstory, will I?
Okay.
Yeah, from the very beginning.
The very beginning.
Well,
I like
it started off, Jack and I met each other about 2 years ago, and a relationship blossomed immediately. We played a Britney Spears song together one day inside in the house, and we knew that was rock and roll. So we took it from there. I think we had a show about a month later in a place called Salty Dog in Phnom Penh.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of ours, Harry, owns the place. So, we played a couple of shows. Then we realized we needed a bit more. It was just two acoustic guitars. So we knew Ronan had the voice of an angel. So what we did was we asked him would he play the box for us so that we could trick him into eventually joining the band as a singer. That worked out pretty well. So he joined. We had him then for about 6 months. And we came to the conclusion that no matter how many Britney Spears songs you play on an acoustic guitar, it's not really rock and roll. So we decided to get a bassist and a drummer. So that was when Brad joined, maybe last August, September? Maybe September. Himself and a good friend of his and ours called Cade, a drummer who unfortunately moved to Taiwan in January. So then Jesse joined in January as well. And so here we are now in our current format, the current iteration.
I lost my box.
Yeah. And doesn't
have a box.
And most of you guys have real jobs, so.
Most of us, yeah.
Okay, so. So I take it that means you mainly gig in Phnom Penh. How often do you get out of town?
This is our second time now, I think, in Kampot. We played in Plantation on the 31st.
Yeah,
of
heard
March,
about
I think.
That. Yeah, heard it was good.
A pretty good show. Lots of fun. And we're playing in Banyan tonight for the first time, which we're quite excited about, I think.
Banyan's would be a fun place to play.
Yeah, and we've all been coming to Kampot for some time. We've all been in Banyan a few times. Some of us have a bit of history there.
Some of you have woken up at 7 a.m. on the boat. Or
Banyan tree. Yeah.
Okay, so do you guys write your own music? Do you play covers? How do you...
We do, yeah. We started off playing covers to begin with, but we've pretty much phased those out more or less completely now. And it's pretty much an hour and a half of straight-up original, good quality, we hope.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. So you guys want to do a tune for us here? And
yeah, why
let's,
not?
Listen to some
so
of this.
I think this first one is one of the first ones we actually played. This is a stripped-back kind of acoustic version. We haven't done this in a while.
I kind of want to hear the guys doing Britney Spears, but
if you ask
you
nicely.
Never know if you're being
anyway, let's turn it over to the band here. Here's Complicated Business.
Bring on the clear haze, fast track to the near breeze zone. Till I
Yeah, complicated business. I don't know if I'd go voice of an angel, but man, you got some projection. Holy, you probably don't even need a PA half the time, do you?
We might have a slightly different interpretation of angel to what you might.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. No, killer voice. But like I said, you don't need a PA system.
No, no. It makes our sound checks quite difficult at times trying to balance Ronan's...
All right. Makes him know how to use them. I notice he backs off when he really hits the high notes.
That's 2 years of training. Yeah. Finally coming to fruition.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds much better than me, that's for sure. So, when do you guys find time to practice? Or do you practice at your gigs now that you're so good?
Well,
we're not that good.
I mean, you may think we're practicing if you come to see us at times. But no, we practice.
Yeah, come see me sometime. You'll laugh.
Fair enough. No, we practice maybe like one or two nights a week, generally. Squeeze it in. Ronan comes down from work at 6:30, straight into practice at 7. We're a bit like the Commitments, the hardest working band in Cambodia. Yeah. So we like to tell ourselves. Yeah. We don't want to push ourselves too hard. We could break. Like.
Just don't start fighting like the Commitments and everything might work out all right.
I'm in this room.
Right now.
Hey, that's what I was going to ask. What's the next one you're going to play?
This next one is called...
DMZ.
DMZ. Jack, do you want to tell us a little bit about the song? Or?
Yeah, so this song, I don't know, it started off as a sort of nice little rock song that I sort of imagined someone like, you know, Stevie Nicks doing in a Fleetwood Mac style, but I can't really...
Ambitious.
...have the pipes of Stevie Nicks, obviously. And then at the end, it just descended into this thing, which was a totally different jam, which... These lyrics kept coming in about tripping in the DMZ, obviously the demilitarized zone in North Korea and South Korea. This thing is going on just as they float into your head, as they do. And I still don't really know what the song means, but world peace and all that, I guess. Yeah. So yeah, this is DMZ. Izzy Wizzy, let's get busy. Clear water, special fantasy. Funny thing about temptation is that it aims to tease. Whoa, 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 whoa. We'll be right back.
to be found. I'm stuck here trying to find the sound. I'm stuck here trying to find the sound. Running the night away.
Yeah, that's complicated business doing their original tune, DMZ. So, so you guys got you a big bus now that you travel in?
It
belongs to you. You got, pardon?
We travel in style.
You travel in style.
Only the best. We've got a man called Mr. C, possibly the best bus driver in Cambodia. He's he's been taking good care of us. We have all mod cons. A bit of air blowing into the bus at times when it's too warm.
Very good, but
yeah.
Banana crisps.
Stop whenever we want to pick up. Yeah.
That's
new
good.
New banana clothing.
Couple of cold ones on the way down. You can practice in the bus. That's not so bad.
Exactly. Does it sound like we practice in the bus?
Because
we did, you know.
Yes, it sounds like you practiced in the bus. I will compliment you guys on your harmonies. That's
what a bus journey does for you.
Yeah, not so bad.
The axle wheel.
So, you got anything you want to say to the thousands of fans listening on campoutradio.com?
Thousands of fans across the globe. Thanks for tuning in.
Y'all did tell your parents and your in-laws about this, right?
We're also going to be recording a little. Well, I don't even know what it's going to be, but we're going to
watch out for detox.
Yeah, we're going to be recording some tunes hopefully in July, which we will release on Complicated Business Records, which is a thriving record company.
Which we've been released to the masses that are listening already.
Yeah.
So
don't change that dial, folks.
So you guys got some YouTube videos on, right? I mean, how can anybody see your music easily or listen to it?
Yeah, check us out on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page. Complicated Business is the name of it. Easy to find. Type in Complicated Business.
We do have some videos, but we're a bit skeptical about showing them. The sound's not great. I think if we want people to listen to the sound.
Well, it's how good a sound
we
can you
like
get off
showcase.
A cell phone?
Yeah.
So,
But if you're in Kampot, I guess come to Banyan Tree tonight. And you
well,
can,
definitely. That was going to be part of the pitch all evening. Yes, they're at Banyan Tree tonight, everybody. And, on Friday nights, that's the main place to go party anyway. So even you'll get people dropping by just out of force of habit. So
that's what we like to hear.
So, you guys got another tune in you?
We'll do one more, yeah, sure.
Okay. Give us the background on this one.
This song is called Just a Little. It's basically, when I was little, we used to drive around an awful lot. My parents used to bring us out to the countryside and stuff. And one of the, my abiding memories of childhood is falling asleep in the back of the car with my brothers. Obviously living out here, I don't see them that much. And that's one thing that I often think about when I'm thinking about them is just falling asleep in the back of the car with my brothers.
Just one of the last things you want to do around here
so
is fall asleep in a car.
It's a beautiful tale, man. Let's do the tune.
I thought the violins were going to kick in right at that
point.
This song is called Just a Little. Take just a little. back to when we were little, in the car back from Spittle with you. But I keep falling, 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 falling. I keep falling down. I keep falling, 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 falling. I keep falling down. Keep falling down with you. When we were crawling, won't you come calling? Call me now and then. In the car back from Spittle, fall asleep in the middle. The car's jazz and rhythm with you. In the cream, sugar, sickum, Emily, August, tickum, so if not some rhythm of share. But I keep falling, 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 falling. I keep falling down. When we were
once again, that was Complicated Business. Good job, guys. Before you guys head out, Rue, you want to just kind of go around and introduce the members
introduce
of the band
folks?
And
yeah.
where they're from?
Well,
I know nobody's from Russia.
Okay, no, we've
been surprised.
That was good.
I'm Rowan, I'm from Ireland. I'm from Cork. Ronan is also from Cork. Do you want to say hello, Ronan?
How's it going?
Very good. Jack is from a little town called Bridgenorth.
I do, big up Bridgenorth.
In the UK.
Bridgenorth!
Bradley is a NorCal native. Would I be right in saying that?
Who's in the USA? Who's from the USA?
Just you're right here. Where are you from? You from Mendocino? Where?
Yuba City.
Okay, I know. Yeah, my son lives in Green Valley.
Cool.
I'm in Grass Valley.
Grass Valley. I went to school in Chico.
Beautiful spot.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Novato, actually.
Okay.
So anyway, there is an American in here. We're in the corner together.
Very good. And then we also have Jesse, who is an Aussie.
Jesse.
All right. Well, that was great, guys. Thanks for coming in. I hope the gig at Banyan is fantastic. And, you know, you're welcome here anytime. Keep us posted on any CD releases or get us, a decent copy of something. We'll be glad to play it on the radio.
Very good. Thank you very much for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for being had.
Absolutely. And, we'll keep you posted on our movements in the future.
Sounds good. In the meantime, like I said, they'll be at Banyan Tree tonight. They usually kick off about, 9 o'clock probably.
Yep.
Going to play two or three sets. So anyway, get on out there, have some cold ones, support Banyan. Hear a good band.
Have a bit of fun.